You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We've got an Ask Us Anything episode, or AMA episode, Ask Me Anything, where you get to submit your questions to the Thanks for Visiting website. If you go to thanksforvisiting.me, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a red button.
Big old red button.
And it's our call to action. It says Ask TFE, and you can ask us anything related to short-term rentals.
This is quickly becoming our favorite part of the week.
Fun.
We love hearing your voices. We love hearing your questions. So bring them on. I do want to circle back. We have some questions from last episode about the Schlage On code and remote lock. We are doing some confirming on answer.
We'll confirm right now. So apparently remote lock is saying they can help, they can have the Schlage On code work. But there are limitations, such as if you have like a multifamily, like a front common door that multiple different guests have to use in order to get to their different apartment. My understanding is that they can't get that to work. Or if you want a front and back door to both work under one code, under one reservation, they can also not do that. That is my understanding. We had some people email in. Thank you very much for keeping us on track.
Appreciate you. And we always welcome that too. Things change every single day.
Yeah.
Apps change.
And we are sometimes wrong.
Yeah.
So that was help us out. From other people. I've never used remote lock. We do use Point Central and they do not work with the Schlage On code. And they do work with the Yale locks we talked about. And they do offer those common door functionality, which is really great.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on.
Yep. I just wanted to circle back.
Okay. We're going to talk about loans. This first question is from Leslie, and here we go.
Hi, my name's Leslie, and
I have an A-frame in Little Switzerland, North Carolina. My question for you is, we talk about the BRRRR method on some of these podcasts, including yours, and I just wondered about the refinance part of it. Can you guys advise when, after you've made your changes and upgraded the house that you bought, when you can refinance? What are the rules on that? How quickly can a house be refinanced? You can find me at Fox and Henden on Instagram.
Awesome, Leslie. Fantastic question. First, let's just talk about the BRRRR method. Leslie's recording was a little bit hard to hear, but she's asking, when can you refinance a property under the BRRRR method? BRRRR is buy, rehab,
refinance,
rent, and then repeat the process. And the reason why I love this method and why like a lot of people love it is because it's almost like a free house. You kind of get a free house, especially if you can get the gap funding between like buying the property and like using hard money or what have you from someone else to make 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% of their money, whatever it is. You essentially have no money in on it. You have your time, which is definitely valuable, but then you refinance into a mortgage. And if depends on how great you bought that house for, you can even get some money back. So there are definitely some deals out there like that. We, however, are not refinance experts.
And we will also say, when we say a free house, nothing is free. And Sarah and I will know that. There is an investment somewhere. There is an investment in time. There's an investment in rehab. There's an investment in the relationship that you have with the lender. So we are going to play the response to this from one of our dear friends, Mark Cady.
Mark Cady is definitely an expert. We love his take on things. So here is Mark's response.
He helps us buy our real estate.
He does.
Thank you, Mark.
Hi, Leslie. My name is Mark Cady and I'm with Princeton Mortgage. I'm here to answer your question regarding when can you start your cash out refinance after utilizing the BRRRR method? The answer to that question is there is no specific rule and or guideline to this answer. And the reason is there are lots of different loan programs available out there. Most people are very familiar with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are two loan programs that could be utilized for this type of situation. But there are many other loan programs out there as well. Commercial loans from your local banks, portfolio loans from your local banks. There are lots of different types of niche lenders out there that might have non-prime and subprime options that could work as well also. Now, every loan program out there has different rules and or guidelines that must be followed. Additionally, these rules and guidelines that these different loan programs have do tend to change from time to time. Now, I work primarily with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the guidelines that I work with for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are different today than what they were 2 years ago, 3 and 4 years ago. So they're constantly changing and evolving. The rules today, though, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac allow you to start your cash out refinance from day one after you purchase the house. Most people don't realize that because they used to have rules of had to wait a year, then 6 months. So you could today on a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, start your cash out refinance 1 day after purchase. However, they do have a little caveat that you can only get back in terms of cash, actual cash out, the amount that you purchased the property for. So a lot of times you want to wait 6 months to be able to get the maximum amount of cash back, especially if you've done a renovation. Now, there are some situations depending on how much money you used for your renovations, what the home value is today, that maybe it doesn't matter. Let's pretend you bought your A-frame for $200,000. Let's further pretend that it took you 3 months to complete your renovation. And let's say maybe you spent $15,000 in renovations costs, and now it's worth $250,000. Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will lend you on a cash out refinance of an investment property up to 75% of that home's value. Well, if it's worth $250,000, then the maximum loan amount you can do is $187,500. And that's less than what the original purchase price was. So in that situation, it doesn't matter if you waited 6 months or not. So you could be doing that right away. But let's change the assumptions to you bought it for $200,000. Maybe you put $25,000 into the renovations, but now it's worth $300,000. It's been 3 months from now. 75% of $300,000 is $225,000. However, it's been within less than 6 months, so you can only get $200,000 cash back, and that wouldn't be the total amount of money maybe that you want to get. Maybe you're trying to get almost all of your money back, and you would love to do the loan for $225,000. In that situation, you probably would want to wait till a full 6 months to make that work. Now, that is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as they are today. Guidelines from commercial banks or portfolio loan bank programs might be different in your area. And you need to call around and check those things out. And you need to find a program that works well for you, has a loan officer that you're working with that also understands those guidelines really well, and is also understanding what your goals and needs are for what you're trying to accomplish long term. That way you can figure out what is the best situation. Go right away or maybe wait because maybe there's a better situation if you wait a little longer. I hope this answers your question. If it doesn't fully, please reach out to me personally. Again, my name is Mark Cady with Princeton Mortgage. You can contact me at my email address, mcady, K-A-D-E, at princetonmortgage.com. Thank you.
Okay, you know why I like Mark so much? And listeners, we do not get an affiliate for this. There's no like bounce back here or whatever. But Mark is so clear, deliberate.
And by the way, that is how Mark talks all the time. And he will explain everything like that all the time. And that is why he is our trusted advisor.
No, I'm like, even if this is like your third, fourth, fifth, 20th transaction, every transaction is different and you need to understand it at its core. And so having a loan officer like Mark, who's patient, isn't just in it for the commission and wants to have you as a long-term customer. God, that's good. So Leslie, we do hope that answered your question. Like all things in real estate, it depends. But how cool is that, that you could start day one if the numbers just
make sense? And I'm not joking. Sarah and I just looked at each other. I was like, wait a second.
Did we know that?
Can we be fired by place already? So we're learning from ourselves. Isn't that something? But great question. Hopefully that was like everyone's got their pen and paper. I feel like I could even hear Mark typing on his calculator during that. But please listen to that again and start doing the numbers for yourself also.
And always be calling around. Even if you don't have a property, it's always good to call a local bank, call a big bank, call a brokerage, and just ask questions, give them hypotheticals, and just get to know people. The last thing you want to do, which is something I find myself always doing, is not asking the questions until I need the answers. And then I'm like, why is this taking so long, right? Mm-hmm. Always be in the know, especially as an investor, is just going to make you more savvy. All right, on to the next. We have a question about regulations. Here we go.
Hey there. I'm just wondering if you guys have any tips on where to start to find the regulations for short-term rentals in your city and community. Yeah, just where the best place to start is. Thank you.
What a great question.
Thank you, Keegan. Number one, this is where we're going to start. We're actually going to have you start before your city. We're actually going to have you start. Are you in a building? Do you have shared walls? Is there an association in the building that you're in? Are you allowed to short-term rent in that building? Are you in a homeowners association? Does the homeowners association allow short-term rentals? Because here's the deal. Citywide, it might be okay, but it gets super granular on where your door is located and you need to check there first. So if you've already purchased a property, you're just going to have to look at your bylaws, look at your homeowners association. But if you haven't yet, that is something to be very clear with your realtor about, that, hey, I want to make sure that I can purchase somewhere that I can short-term rent under 30 days. Some places are over 30 in those homeowners association, those buildings. But that's our first place for you to start, is actually where that door is located in that neighborhood.
And then you want to go to your municipality's city, town, village, whoever you pay taxes to and who's making decisions, you know, in the area where your home is or the home is located. And that is a great place to start. And mm-hmm. if they don't have the answer for you and they don't know where to point you,
you could also look at local Facebook. There's a lot of Facebook groups in almost mm-hmm. all cities for short-term rental hosts. And that's a quick win too, to just see if are there any that even exist. I'm not saying this is, you can put your zip code in and where your address is, see if there's other short-term rental hosts. That doesn't mean it's legal, but you can see if there are others. And a lot of times, if there are regulations, they'll have your number that you're approved by the city to rent. You can also start there. But definitely, like Sarah's saying, with the city, you want to check that out.
I was going to say, back in the day, there would be sometimes people or areas where you'd call and ask and they would have no idea because it was so new. We're still very much in our infancy. That's why I'm saying I wonder if there might even be an instance where they're like, I don't know. But I bet you in most cases, people are going to know where to point you or they're going to have an answer for you. There's also our friends over at Rent Responsibly. So if you just Google rentresponsibly.org,
mm-hmm.
they will have a place too on their website.
Resources
on where you can reach out. If you're still lost, I'm sure the kind people over at Rent Responsibly can at least help point you in the right direction. And I just want to remind our listeners, Annette, that's you, where you and I met.
Yep. City council meeting.
City council meeting.
So show up once you figure out what the rules and regulations are. And we can't not wrap up this episode with saying, just because you're allowed to do it now does not mean you're going to be able to do it in 3 months or 6 months or a year. Regulations change. You need to keep up to date on that. And we have seen it very often in our careers in short-term rentals where people purchase in certain areas because like, oh, they allow them. They're always going to allow them. And it changes. So it's important for all of us. We thank you for listening to the podcast because we need to professionalize the industry, know your neighbors, be a face of short-term rentals. But yes, please keep on top of that because it is an ever-changing industry.
And not just be a good listener, but be an activist in that world. Mm-hmm. Show them that you're a good neighbor.
Yep.
How can you help bring more peace of mind to those that make the decisions around regulation? So just get involved, speak up, do all those good things. And Keegan, thank you so much for asking the question.
That was a great question.
That is still a topic that is being discussed. It's not going to go away anytime soon, if ever. And so thank you all listeners for just being amazing hosts and leveling up this industry. That is why Annette and I show up this mic now twice a week. On that note, we will be here for you this coming Thursday and every week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.